It's between 1 and 2 p.m. I'm going to start off with a song that is going to be totally unrelated to the rest of my set. Last week, I played a lot of country music at the end of my set. I got deep into my bag with the vinyl and stuff going on there. And that was super lit. So we're going to run something similar back later. But first, I really want to listen to this instrumental to this one Danny Brown song. It's been stuck in my head lately. It's like, it's a beat that I really, really like. I just think it's really crazy. And it came on when I shuffled my like songs in the car the other day. And it was lit. So we're going to listen to that real quick. And then we'll get into the real show. So first, let's start off. Here is the instrumental for Jen's Terrific Vacation by Danny Brown. This is just absolutely crazy. I love it so much. Here we go. I hope you guys enjoy. You just heard Jen's Terrific Vacation, instrumental by Danny Brown. That's one of my favorite instrumentals off of his most recent album, Quaranta. But, you know, I really like that instrumental. The original song is great. So if you messed with that, definitely go check out Jen's Terrific Vacation by Danny Brown. Very solid song. But that that instrumental is just so crazy that it's been stuck in my head, and I needed to play it. I needed to play it on here. Real quickly, I've got a little announcement for y'all. Sorry, I don't know why I'm being like really awkward today. Well, okay, part of it is that I like the headphones that I'm using right now in the studio are like something with the cord is kind of messed up to where it's only in my right ear, and I can only ever get it like I'm turning the cord right now, and it's only ever in my right ear or only ever in my left ear, and it's making me feel really weird because normally I have them both. So I'll be sure to switch headphones in a minute. But yeah. Okay, I've got a little announcement. I'm going to try to not be awkward anymore. Are you someone who loves to exercise but has gotten sick of the repetitive nature of going to the gym and doing the same exercises all the time? Do you want to combine working out with being outdoors in nature while taking place in a social environment? Then all the signs point to trying out rock climbing. According to Time magazine, rock climbing provides all the desired health benefits, such as improved cardiorespiratory fitness, increased strength, and even boosts to brain power and mental health. Now, it can be understood that rock climbing is intimidating, but starting indoors provides an environment of careful safety checks and training. Indoor climbing has both bouldering, which involves brief spurts of intensity, and top roping, which is characterized by longer and higher endurance climbs. From there, you can build up your confidence, thanks to the positive nature of climbing gyms having a great social atmosphere, and eventually transition to outdoor climbing and embrace your true adventurous spirit. Here in Burlington, there are a few climbing spots both indoors and out, such as Petra Cliffs, Metro Rock, or the Bolton Dome. Try rock climbing today. You never know. You could find a new favorite hobby. This message has been brought to you by your climbing DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Yeah, go rock climbing. That's pretty fun. yeah, I mean, I'm not like a super big rock climber, only as in I haven't done it that much. I've really enjoyed it when I've done it, but I just haven't done it that much. But I'd love to try it out more. You know, I'm going to be around here in Burlington for the summer for the first time. I'm sure I've mentioned that before, but yeah, I'm going to be around here for the summer. Maybe I'll try some more rock climbing or something. Try to, you know, get into that a little bit. I already got, like last summer and the summer before that, but mostly last summer, I think. No, I think maybe it was just all last summer. I kind of got into running, and I still run. It's not like I'm not into running anymore. Like, I'm still into running. It's a ongoing thing. I didn't mean that, like, I was into running for a summer and then I quit. But that's been a lot of fun. But maybe I'll switch to doing some rock climbing type business for a little bit. It seems like a lot of fun. I have a lot of friends who are big into it, so maybe I'll run that. Maybe I'll see you guys at Metro Rock or Petra Cliffs or the Bolton Dome. So if you see me, be sure to say what's up, man. I don't think any of you guys know what I look like. Well, some of you who like know me, but if you see a guy with like that's like really good looking, you can just go up to him and that'll be me. That's me. So that's kind of all I have to say about climbing. It's a lot of fun. Before I played that song that you heard earlier, I was talking about how I was going to get back into my, like, country music, folk music bag here, at WRUV. And, I kind of did that. I pulled out some fun vinyl folk records that I'm going to be playing later. I'm going to hit you guys with a preview here. We've got Bluegrass from the Gold Country. That sounds crazy. That's Waylon Jennings. That's like, you know about that. Traditional New England square dances and music. That one's going to be lit. The 9th Annual Banjo Contest, September 25th, 1976, Craftsbury Common, Vermont. I wonder what it was like then. Sorry, that was like a NPC thing to say. I wonder what it was like then. But what I meant is, like, that had to be crazy, right? Are there a lot of good banjo players in Vermont? If anybody knows, feel free to write in. Go to wrev.org, click on chat DJ. I can see everything you say. I can see everything you say. Yeah, that's true. But That must have been just like a crazy festival to attend. Did they have like, there's no, did they have like fried dough and that kind of stuff? But they did, right? Yeah. Yeah, they probably did. But did they have like, was this like a fair type thing? Did they have like fair, when did fair rides get invented? Hey, that's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah. Sorry, man. I don't know what I'm doing. But one of the songs from this banjo contest is highlighted, for the guy who won second place. Like, what, why are you highlighting that song? Shouldn't the guy who won first place, isn't that what I should play? But, the guy who won second place in bluegrass, his little thingamabob is circled. So maybe we'll run that. Or maybe I will play the song by the guy who won first place in bluegrass. I don't know, but they must have gone crazy back then on the, at the banjo festival, banjo fair. They think I had like a Down the Clown. You guys like Down the Clown, the game where you throw the tennis balls at the clowns on the like on the shelves or whatever. That one never made any sense to me. None of those fair rides really make a lot of sense. There's one where you're just like filling a clown's mouth with water. That one's fun. But that's just like a random thing. Oh, somebody in the chat said dunk tank. So, shout out to that. Maybe they did have a dunk tank. That would be pretty sick. Maybe you could like dunk the people while they were playing banjo. That would be fun. But I feel like you'd get, you know, you couldn't win if you got dunked in the middle of your set. Like, or maybe you could. Who knows? But another album that I have that we might listen to a song off of is Folk Songs of Canada, presented by Radio Canada International. I don't know a lot about Canada. Well, I mean, I know like a good bit about Canada, but I'm not Canadian. So, I don't know anything about Canadian folk songs. I definitely don't know anything about that. So, maybe that will be fun. Maybe we'll have to listen to that. It says that it has some, foot tapping rhythms on it, which is kind of cool. There's another song that's circled here called The Government Store. Maybe we'll have to listen to that one. Who knows? But we'll get into that later. In the meantime, I'm going to play some new songs for you. We're starting off with a band that I've played on here before that I like a lot, Stereolab. They released a new song recently called Aerial Troubles. Aerial Troubles. And then a song by a band called Discus. Song by Braden Lamb. And then a song by Bon Iver. Bon Iver? I think it's Bon Iver, I'll be honest. That's what I gotta say about that. I think it's Bon Iver. But, so we're gonna listen to some of those, and then we will get into the vinyl stuff. So, in the meantime, I hope you guys enjoy these songs. You're about to hear Aerial Troubles by Stereolab. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
thousandth time. Second generation to keep this dream alive. Dress up the window display. Nothing new, just arranged in a different way. Making rubber stamps is a lonely trade. Oh, what's the point of living your whole life on a dead end street? Oh, what's the use of trying to revive a love that's obsolete? Of trying to revive a love that's obsolete? Second generation to keep this dream alive, but it's not mine.
If only I could wait.
If only we could wait, or is it folded either way now? He's running on his way to
Hello, everybody. You are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM, Burlington. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs we just listened to. The song you just heard was If Only I Could Wait by Bon Iver. Just before that was Obsolete by Braden Lamb. Prior to that, On Tour by Discus. And then at the top of that set there was Aerial Troubles by Stereolab. A whole collection of new music. Some pretty solid stuff. Overall, very good. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and enjoying all that. We're going to move on now. I'm going to play some fun vinyl records I found in the back here. I was mentioning earlier a lot of like random kind of folk stuff that I found today. And what we are about to listen to is, I couldn't wait to listen to this, so I had to make sure I played it first on vinyl. Is music from the 9th Annual Banjo Contest in Craftsbury Common, Vermont, September 25th, 1976. The song that you're about to hear is the song of from the guy that won the ring, the guy that won the title. His name is Steve Light. He's from Plattsburgh, New York, and he placed first in the bluegrass category of Banjo Festival. For those of you who are wondering, here is, I feel like I need to read this just because it's kind of hype, the note, I guess, that's written on the back of this record, or the text, I don't know, it's not like a note, it's like a caption, I guess, for the whole thing. Anyways, here we go. Along towards the middle of autumn, when the hills and valleys are beginning to shine with thousands of maples, birches, and poplars, hundreds of folks, blue-jeaned and red-flanneled, gather in a small northern Vermont town with assorted dogs, cats, and children to listen to some of the most extraordinary music. They do this every last Saturday in September, when some of New England's finest people meet in Craftsbury Common, bringing all sorts of things, stringed and double-stringed, picked, plucked, pounded, bowed, and blowed. The annual banjo contest attracts some of the best in the area. They come from the next town over, and from far away, and from as far away as New York or Boston. Some come every year to sing and swap songs and old lies with friends in the parking lot pickin' parties. Sorry, that's just insane. Once in a while, one of the new kids comes along, and his banjo playing makes even the old-timers stop and listen. There's something special about every year that can't be repeated, and it's all recorded on tape. On this record are the highlights of the 9th Annual Banjo Contest. Recordings of previous years' contests and other diverse albums are available through the good folks at Green Mountain Records, Northfield, Vermont, 05663. Yeah, that was lit. Like, I wish that there was more writing on this. I want to know more about this guy who won. Maybe I'll Google it and come back after we listen to his wonderful playing. This song is called Molly Bloom /Opus 57, I apologize, by Steve Light. First place in the bluegrass category. I hope you guys enjoy. I know I'm going to enjoy. This is about to get crazy. Here we go. Okay, wait. Everybody, give me 1 second. There was something I did last... This happened to me last week, where it just wasn't playing music. Okay. We're going to try again. Here we go. Molly Bloom / Opus. That was really crazy. You just heard Molly Bloom / Opus by Steve Light, the winner of the 9th annual banjo contest in 1976. That was his winning performance, presumably. That was really wild. While it was playing, I was trying to find out more info about this guy, and I could not find anything. I could actually find nothing about him. He's like, I found that he released an album a long time ago, and there's no, you can't listen to it anywhere. It's like, I don't know where it is. It just, disappeared. But, that's all I could find. I could find nothing about this guy, which is chill. I feel like that's kind of the style of these banjo contests, is, people go play it, and then they're just like, I'm gonna go back to doing my thing. And then they just do. But shout out to that. That was really, really great. Where should we go next? Okay, we're going to do the New England Square Dances now. This is insane. Okay, there's a lot of instructions in this record that I wasn't expecting. I've already picked out which song we're going to listen to. It's called Woodchopper's Reel. I had to do a square dancing unit in high school. I don't know if other people did. In my high school in Illinois, we had it might have been a whole semester dedicated to square dancing in my gym class in high school. But if you guys want, I can tell you a little bit more about how to dance to this. The dance that you'll be doing is called Knave's Quadrille. The dance is by Tony Parks, in case you're wondering. For four measures, the head couples go forward and back. For four measures, the head gents cross over, swing the opposite lady, put lady on right, stand in opposite gents' place. Okay, let's go. That makes sense. For four measures, the side couples go forward and back. For four measures, the side gents cross over, swing opposite lady. For four measures, all circle left halfway. For four measures, all swing corner. And then for eight measures, all promenade to gents' place. Let's go, man. That's awesome. I really enjoyed doing the square dancing unit. It's just like one of those things that is so random, and I have never square danced since I did this unit in high school. I've never had the opportunity to square dance. It's not like I'm avoiding it. It's just like, it just never happens. But yeah. Very, very weird. Very weird. This song has a pretty stacked lineup of... Oh, wait. I can't tell what the instrumentation is. Hold on. I'm trying to figure it out. I want to know. I don't want to know. Okay. Whoa, there's like whole instructions for New England square dancing. How to form a square? Whoa. That's wild. Wait, one second. I'm trying to find out a little bit more info. There's a whole thing about learning how to call the square dances. Apparently there's a called version of this record and an uncalled version. I do not know which one this is. I hope that it's the called one, but I doubt it. But that would go absolutely crazy. If there were calls in here, I would be square dancing in here all alone. That would be kind of embarrassing for me, because you can't square dance with one person. It kind of defeats the whole point. But anyways, if there are any square dance callers hanging out in the audience, that's awesome. I just want to say that's awesome. And good for you. Anyways, here is Woodchopper's Reel by Yankee Ingenuity. Great band name. From their album Kitchen Junket. If you know how to square dance, and you were listening earlier when I was saying how to square dance to the song, be my guest. Go ahead. I would love that. But anyways, here we go. Woodchopper's Reel, Yankee Ingenuity. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. hope you guys all enjoyed it. That was Wood Chopper's Reel by Yankee Ingenuity off of their album Kitchen Junket, which is a bunch of traditional New England square dances. That was crazy. It was a lot of fun. I wish that it was the version with calls. The fact that it's not the version with calls did make me kind of upset, but not that much, because I'm not really square dancing right now. There's nobody in here to square dance with me. It's lame as hell. It's lame. But, Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun square dancing music. Really good mandolin work on that one. We're going to play more folk music now. Yep, we're staying in the bag here. But this time, we're going up north to Canada. We're going to listen to a song from an album called Folklore's Do Canada. The song is called The Chesapeake and the Shannon. Kind of exciting, by a guy named Tom Kynes. Don't know who that is, but probably a legend. All right, let's see what info I can give you guys from this now. All right, here we go. Little intro paragraph thing. More of Canada's folk songs in a variety of styles, from the beautifully haunting solo ballad by Charles Jordan called Blooming Bright Star of Belle Isle, to the foot-tapping rhythms of Tom Kynes, The Chesapeake and the Shannon. That's what we're going to be listening to. This one is foot-tapping rhythms. And the effervescent interpretations of Louis Forestier. There's a song in French. And also recommended is The Humor of the Government Store by Tom Kynes, The Saskatchewan Girls Lament, and a French song. I don't know how to speak French, so I'm not going to try to butcher the pronunciation on here. But the song we're listening to is called The Chesapeake and the Shannon, and reportedly it has some foot tapping rhythms in it. So please tap your feet. I feel like it's the only way to do Tom Kynes justice here. I'm going to try to find more info about Tom Kynes, but again, who knows? But I'll try to present that if I can later. Here we go. The Chesapeake and the Shannon by Tom Kynes.
The Chesapeake, so bold, out of Boston, as we're told, came to take the British frigate neat and handy. And the people in the port all came out to see the sport, while their bands all played up Yankee Doodle Dandy. This action had begun, the Yankees made much fun, said we'll tow her up to Boston neat and handy, oh. And after that we'll dine, treat our sweethearts all to wine, and we'll dance a jig of Yankee Doodle Dandy, oh. Our British frigate's name that for the purpose came, to cool the Yankees' courage neat and handy, oh, was the Shannon, Captain Broke. All his crew had hearts of oak, and in fighting were allowed to be the dandy, oh. The fight had scarce begun when they flinched from their guns. They thought that they had worked us neat and handy, oh. But Broke, he waved his sword, saying, come, my boys, we'll board, and we'll stop them playing Yankee Doodle Dandy. When the Britons heard this word, they all quickly sprang on board and seized the Yankees ensign neat and handy, oh. Notwithstanding all their brags, the British raised their flags on the Yankees' mizzen peak to be the dandy, oh. Here's to Broke and all his crew, who with courage stout and true fought against the Yankee frigate neat and handy, oh. Oh, may they ever prove, both in fighting and in love, that the British tars will always be the dandy, oh.
Yep, You just heard The Chesapeake and the Shannon by Tom Kynes off the album Folk Songs of Canada. That was interesting. It was just like, I don't even know. It was just like the same tune as Yankee Doodle Dandy. But I'm assuming that that was like the tune of like every folk song back of every song back then, probably. But I don't know. It was interesting. I liked the guy's voice. He was really invested in it. Same with the guitar player. He was killing it. And whoever was playing the, were they playing like a flute or like what? I don't know what sort of wind instrument was going on as well, but it was lit. It was lit. All right, we're going to bring it back to the U.S. We are going to play a song by the Vern Williams Band off of their album, Bluegrass from the Gold Country. A little bit of info about your guy, Vern Williams, here. He plays the mandolin, and does vocals. He grew up in Arkansas, and he was developing the bluegrass sound, I suppose. Whatever he sings, a classic bluegrass solo or the tenor on one of the band's dynamic trios, Vern's powerful, high voice is one of the most distinctive in bluegrass. Although not a common figure in the bluegrass belt of the Southeast, he is well known to followers of the traditional style. After his move to the California Gold Country, he performed for 16 years with singer and guitarist Ray Park. Through their classic Star Day releases in 1962 and an album on Old Homestead in 1974, Vern and Ray brought such classics as Cabin on a Mountain and Montana Cowboy into the bluegrass repertoire. For anyone fortunate enough to know Vern or have heard these recordings, this album is long overdue. That's what we'll be hearing now. We're going to hear Cabin on a Mountain by Vern and Ray, two bluegrass goats, apparently. Yeah, this is going to go crazy. This is going to be the last song of my set, by the way. Just giving you a heads up before we go into it. Can't have you expecting more bluegrass afterwards, but definitely feel free to check out some of the artists that we've been listening to. Definitely Steve Light, Yankee Ingenuity, if you feel like listening to some square dance music. Tom Kynes, my goat, and the Vern Williams Band. So anyways, here we go. The Vern Williams Band, Cabin on a Mountain. I hope that you guys enjoy.
Far away to the sea.
you just heard Cabin on a Mountain by the Vern Williams Band. That was really fun. I did really enjoy, I know in the, before I played the song, I read a little bit from the back of the album, and it mentioned his voice, and I do really like his voice. That guy sounds really good. He's really killing it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to listen to. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, especially when I was playing some fun folk stuff at the end of the set. Some of my favorite stuff to do is just play kind of random records I find here at the WRUV Vinyl Library, and try to play something new and unique that I haven't heard before, that you guys likely haven't heard before, and try to just expose you to some new music. So yeah, the Vern Williams Band, Cabin on a Mountain. Very good stuff. It was kind of the, I was describing a bit last week when I was playing country records, how much I love the storytelling in old country songs. And yeah, just, that was kind of a, just another example of that. Just like, just really beautifully written, very simple, but like, I don't know, just really touching music. But I really, really enjoyed that, and I hope you guys did as well. That's going to be it for my show today. You have been listening to Wild Goose Chase. I'm DJ Sweet Tea. This show happens between 1 and 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. Feel free to tune in next week. I will likely be diving more into country music, folk music, some fun records I find back here. There's a whole big collection of them, of folk and country records, I mean, that I'm excited to look more into and find some more fun stuff. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all have a great day. I will see you next week.
baby, you'll be thinking of me and try to love me, pretty little baby.